Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 6th, in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Now, today, Sunday, I know we're moving the furniture around a little bit here. I keep trying to help everybody know what's happening, but we're bringing Holy Spirit stories back here in October. And we've got one for you today. This one is entitled Holy Spirit Story, Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you, with Nancy Smith. Our text is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today, we have a Holy Spirit story. I know we are off kilter in our regular rhythm. You will remember, in order to get through all 40 chapters of Exodus, we had to take in Saturdays for Exodus entries. This left us in the dilemma of not being able to offer Holy Spirit stories on Saturdays. In the process, we have learned you really miss those stories. I do too. We do Psalms on Sundays, so as a remedy, we will try to offer Holy Spirit stories on Sundays during October and then see where we are. Today's Holy Spirit story comes to us from Nancy Smith. She sent this in just this week. It is short, to the point, and as you will see, super timely, which is why I moved it to the top of the hopper. I do have a growing collection of Holy Spirit stories we have not yet run. If you have sent one, thanks for your patience as we discern which ones to run and when. And as always, we love getting more of them, so please keep sending. Now, if you're reading below, you'll read the story in Nancy's own words, and of course, you who are listening will hear it in her own voice.
God is so good. A year ago yesterday, last year, September 30th was a Saturday, your devotional was a testimony about the verse Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14:14. After I read that devotional, I saw that phrase, the Lord will fight for you. And the phrase, be still. In every scripture I read, I heard it on the radio, and it was even in the sermon that Sunday. It is fitting that I saw it once again in the wake-up call on the one-year anniversary of seeing it before. A year ago, my husband had left me, filed for divorce. Things seemed hopeless. I knew God wanted us to reconcile, but I felt helpless to fix us. He was determined and wouldn't talk with me. I prayed. I fasted. I even started a prayer closet. I call it the war room. A long story short, a month later, he started talking with me, and by mid-November, he had moved back home. We're now working through our issues, and God is healing us both. Yes, yes, the Lord will fight for you. Be still.
And I did want to reference that in the email today, you can see a link to the Holy Spirit story she referenced from September 30th, 2023. And that link is right there at the top of her entry. So let's pray together. Father, thank you for this witness to faith and your faithfulness. Thank you for the way you spoke to Nancy by this word of deliverance from Exodus. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. And thank you for the way she stood still, not in passivity and not in activity, but in receptivity with fasting and prayer. And thank you for the healing and deliverance you delivered and continue to release in her life and her marriage and for her future. We needed to see this story today as it encourages our faith to follow suit. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring Jesus into the midst of our messes with deliverance, healing, and love. We pray in His name. Amen. Journal prompts today. What did you hear and see in today's story? How does the story witness to you and encourage your faith? I wonder, yeah, I just, even in that prayer, I just had a sense of hearing her story, and I felt like, you know, her words were, everything seemed hopeless. I knew God wanted us to reconcile, but I felt helpless to fix us. And then she says, I prayed and fasted. I even started a prayer closet, a war room. I'm like, that's a move right there. And it's not a move of, let me just put it like this. When you hear this word, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. It's real easy to sort of think, well, I guess the Lord's really just asking me to sit on the couch. But that's not the kind of stillness that He's looking for. He's also not looking for the kind of like activism of, you know, the Lord helps those who help themselves, and just get out there and do everything you can do. No, it's not activity. It's not passivity. The move is receptivity. And how do we get still in receptivity? And she says it, I prayed and fasted. I even started a prayer closet, a war room. I just feel like that's a move the Lord is inviting many of us to. I'll just leave it there today. I never did see that movie. Many of you may have. I still kind of want to see it, the war room. Why don't we sing our sanctuary, it's our Saturday song, I wanted to call it. We're off kilter. But that's okay. That's what the wilderness can do to us. It can shake us free from just what can become a mindless routine and put us in a zone where we might wake up a little bit more deeply. It's going to be our Sunday song today. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Let's sing it again. And Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. That's good, gang. Well, it's Sunday, and you may need a little extra time to get ready to go be and meet with the church today. I'm not going to see you on the field today. I'm going to be looking for you at the house of the Lord. I'm headed over to the Gillette Methodist Church myself this morning. We have communion today. Maybe you do too. And let's pray for each other to to be met by the Lord, to be encountered by Jesus, to be filled by the Holy Spirit today as we meet. And we'll look forward to being back here with you for a new week in Exodus tomorrow morning. So, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.